Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Myanmar's leaders have agreed to allow access to all foreign aid workers for cyclone relief, but their delay may have cost lives. But Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says their team has been active, buying local supplies in small quantities. Kramer says it's all about the gospel.
We carry that message with us in every kilo of rice given out, every blanket, disinfectant pills for water. Burmese know very well who are Christians and who are not the Christians. And bringing aid through those hands are really Christ's hands reaching out.
Next, Grace Ministries International is approaching a decade of planting and cultivating in Malawi, and now they're seeing the harvest. GMI's Sam Vinton says their partner's been establishing preaching points, which would eventually become church plants. However,
since he had no pastors to place there, began a program of training elders regionally, bringing him in for a week. And in the last 2 years, he's up to about 75 preaching points now, where we actually have elders working in the churches, and he continues the training project of these elders. So quite a number of people have come to the Lord.
And missiologist David Greeley's book has been named Outreach Magazine's Global Outreach Resource of 2008. The book, published by a subsidiary of International Bible Society Send the Light, examines conversion and how evangelism plays a role in that process. Greeley shares his thoughts on effective evangelism practices from nearly three decades of firsthand experience in the field. It's aimed at provoking thought about working in harmony with the Spirit and kingdom building. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'd like to invite you to join me on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Travel with other MNN listeners and orphan outreach to serve orphans by handing out special gifts and share the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. I'm Greg Yoder.